I just looked over and saw red. Sometimes we just start, y'all.
Well, boom. And there it is, just like that, in that order.
Ooh, Michael's already on something.
One thing about when we record later in the day, Michael becomes who Michael shows his real colors.
I know you ain't talking.
I'm talking. You listening?
You better watch out, Anthony. You know, these Michael heads out here.
Right. He got himself a little soiree.
I know y'all ain't talking.
Yeah, because everyone is always like, y'all just mistreat Michael.
Y'all do. But as I was going to say before, I was made upset before this filming started. Girl, the price of eggs is going up. And the cost of art is going down in the Kennedy Center, girl. What are we going to do with life?
Not the cost of art.
Art, Jesus. Talking about art, though, you know, it's so beautiful to see still productions and things being held. One thing that I want to shout out, Carlos Simon is actually having a premiere with the LA Opera. I think it's the opera, or it might be the LA. It's something, it's in LA. I think it's called Sweet Chariot. But how I found this out was actually from Solange Knowles, which, for those that don't know, that is Beyonce's sister. If you're not into her music, get into her music. It's delightful. So it's just like, you know, people are still supporting the arts since people are actually now, you know, really going above and beyond to kind of, I guess, compensate for the atrocities that are happening from the legislator and the government now. I just saw something about, you know, the next thing to be targeted is the Smithsonian Museums, including the national, I forget the proper title, but the National Museum of African American Studies, basically, in Washington, D.C., which, if you have never been to that museum, it is life-changing. Mm-hmm. I spent like 5-6 hours, and I still don't feel like I have seen everything. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. So much knowledge is in there. But now those museums are being targeted because it doesn't portray America as this uplifting image.
They lying like a rug. Oh my God. Someone sent me this TikTok today, y'all. And it was Donald Trump's newest executive order was renaming the French horn to the Horn of America. And I was like, I would laugh if I think this actually wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, he literally would do that.
Yeah.
Especially now, you know, since their faces are plastered in the Kennedy Center next to the doors.
It's just, it's baffling because some of us knew this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Others of you who voted for him, you know, were like, oh, he would never, that's just fear mongering. He won't be doing all that. That is literally what he's doing. That's what that administration's doing. People are actually losing their jobs. Literally this past week, the social impact team was all let go. Which was the group who was responsible for all the, let's call it the DEI things. That's how they were targeted and that's how they were chosen. I think it was everyone but two people in the social impact team whose jobs were not DEI related. Everyone else was let go. Which I feel like as soon as I saw that he was taking over, that was going to immediately be the conversation. It's, I think what enrages me the most about this is like how ignorant obviously this administration is to like the idea of we're not showcasing everything, we're excluding people by doing this kind of work. There was actually a really, I can't remember what write-up it was, but someone made a really beautiful write-up of like all the different programming the social impact team has done over the past few years and how they have specifically worked to bring in the highest number of like minority groups into the Kennedy Center for the first time, and just showing how impactful they have been, and to see that there are groups of people who are going, that's bad. We don't want that. We don't want that. There is no other way to interpret it besides the fact that they do not want specific people within the Kennedy Center because they don't see that as America.
My question is, what is America?
That's a loaded
Tell
question.
me about it. Like what is it? Because I promise you, it's not the image that you think it is. And the other thing about it, no matter how much hatred and how much things want to change, the black, brown, and other people that stand on our side, we're not going anywhere. So, boo for you. Boo for you. Double boo. Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Right. Tomato, tomato, tomato.
And that's the other thing that I just think this administration is banking on fear over knowledge. They really are picking up the thought of if I make people feel scared, then they'll fall in line.
Right. They also want people to feel overwhelmed and tired. They just want the fatigue to start setting in. Here's the thing. We are tired. Don't get it twisted. Like there is t we are fatigued, we're tired, absolutely. But we also are still keeping up with what's going on. I think that's the difference, is they just think that because there's not, and to be fair, there's a lot of movement online of people sharing social media, especially like, oh my gosh, when Equity Arc and everything that happened, that was a really big wave that happened like what, 2 weeks ago now at this point. So that was something, and I think that people are kind of waiting for the big thing to happen, right? I feel like in a way we are seeing these deliberate attacks happening, like it seems very strategic. And I think that a lot of people, in a way, are trying to conserve their energy for when they need it later on. Other people, I think, maybe are still, this may be you, questioning where to put your energy right now. Is it reading all the headlines? Sometimes reading all that isn't going to help you. Maybe it starts overwhelming you. Maybe there's different ways for you to participate. I don't know. I don't have the answers. All I'm saying is, we just all have to find our way of surviving this, and your way may be very different than my way, and that's okay. Don't compare yourselves. If you see someone who's online and who's doing all those things, you see people who are like writing to their legislators, see people who are maybe donating to local organizations and or in groups who are being impacted. Find how you best feel impactful in your own way and do that, you know?
Amen. Talking about impact, sometimes I forget that we have a national, international presence as a podcast. Like, I really forget it that, because again, for us, these are like my two best friends, and we're just talking, it is. These are our opinions, our perspective. That's the literal basis of what Relative Pitch is. So when I go out to different places and people just say, oh my gosh, you're part of Relative Pitch, it's still like, oh my gosh, you listen to us? Like, what? Like, because as you see, I'm sitting in my living room, I'm sitting, here. And we're doing this, but so it's always beautiful when I run into people who listen, who's part of the Village of Relative Pitch. And for those that are listening, if you ever see any of us, sometimes what I have also found out from this weekend, sometimes you have to hear us to realize that it is because, people listen and or watch whatever. And I also forget that part that you might need to hear my voice for it to sound familiar. I was
That's not good.
approached by a couple people this weekend at the CBDNA College Band Director National Association, their national conference. Of people are like, oh my gosh, I just put two and together. You're part of Bell to Pitch. And I'm like, oh my God, yes, I am. Hi. So it's always cool. And if you ever see any of us, we'll love to have a conversation with you and get to know you. And you know, let's just talk. I think it's beautiful. Personally, I think it's great.
Now, if you want to be able to spot Anthony quickly, and it's in the morning, he will be yelling, "Good morning." He will be doing that. But if he's not awake in the morning, you won't hear
I'm a
that.
Southern Belle. I think it's you need to address the people when you
Everybody.
walk into a room, you know?
That is a core memory from, was that our first Midwest? That was our first Midwest. We're in the check-in line to get our badges. And these people just be talking real loud. Anthony goes, "Good morning."
I mean, yes. If you were and sometimes I do it out of spite. Like, you know, some people just walk in a room and they'll just sit there. I'm like,
Hello. Great
you
speech.
see me? I know you see me. I know you see me, baby. Okay.
I got big old Barney.
Look,
Stop.
I am everywhere.
I will say what's been funny to piggyback off of Anthony is like my college students are now like coming to me. They're like, "So that last episode where you and Anthony were just yelling at each other over top of each other, what was that?" I said, "That's a Tuesday."
That's so funny.
That's a Tuesday.
You know, some people really thought like that was real.
And you know, y'all, I really almost came up with a whole villain arc. And me and Anthony were about to like portray, like it was about to be Real Housewives of Relative Pitch up in here. And where I was about to be holding our music notes sitting on the couch. And where Andy Cohen, or the fake Andy Cohen, because we probably can't afford a real one, fake
Ooh.
Andy Cohen was going to come out and ask us questions.
Not fake Andy Cohen.
And girl, I would do what Portia did. Who's that?
And wait for a response.
That's it.
You know, yeah, because when you told me that, he was like, yeah, my kids thought that that was real. What's going on? And I was like, girl,
A Tuesday. Not a Tuesday.
normal. It's so normal.
Maybe
And, you know, honestly, like, again, just saying like how this podcast is, you know, it is really our real lives. Me and Michael would do this in person.
yes, it would.
We do this in person, and people will just look and stare like, are they really like arguing? No.
Was on the phone. I'd be driving to Chattanooga and he just starts something and I start something and we just be yelling over each other.
This is exactly how you get it started. You start it.
No, you start stuff. Like
Like,
you almost started stuff before this podcast today.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you're speaking to. You must be speaking to the ghost because
Anthony K. Morris Jr.
I no, it ain't me, baby. Because again, we all know that Michael is an instigator of
I
chaos.
literally am the nicest person people have ever met half the time.
Did you feel that lightning? Because it struck, baby. It struck
It struck what? Yo, you?
the top of that head, that bald head.
Ooh. Oh, you talking about my bald beautifulness? So bald is beautiful, Anthony. I don't know who told you it wasn't, but bald is beautiful.
Did I ever say it
You
was
literally just said something about my head. So
exactly
you're claiming that
fact
bald is
or
beautiful.
fiction? Fact or fiction? Are you
Fact.
bald?
Fact. I am beautiful. I don't identify with the terms bald. I think it's very in the box. I think it's closing me in on something.
What's the term?
I say beautiful. Thank you. I rest my case. Again, they come for me, even though I'm a nice person.
You know, I could ruin this right now.
You ruin this, Anthony.
But I'm not gonna be redacted.
Ruin this, Anthony. Ruin this, Anthony.
Sister wise.
Don't how that ruins this. I think that is a beautiful show by about Utah. And I think they, you know, they live a lovely life. Yes, Lord.
I would like to hear about CBDNA.
Oh yes, our wonderful co-host who tried to ruin my life presented two sessions, co-presented two wonderfully, beautifully attended sessions. One was standing room only because you know he famous. So Anthony, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, it was so much fun. CBDNA was really, really great. The people were fabulous. But I did do two sessions. One was Flow, Vibe, and Dope, in that order, which talked about hip hop and foreign pieces in the wind band literature and how to interpret those pieces, which I think that research is very important because so many people want to do these pieces, you know, pieces by Marie Douglas that, you know, is influenced by trap music, which is a subgenre of hip hop. You have Ketash Copeley, who is really influenced by kind of that like jazz hip hop fusion of people like Kendrick Lamar, Tyler the Creator. You have Kevin Day's music that is influenced by the late 80s, early 90s. We're talking about like Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, Queen Latifah, that type of hip hop. Is also informed in his music, and we have to learn how to interpret it. As many people, you know, in that session, you know, say, and what we said to them was, for us, we had to go the extra mile to learn Lincolnshire Posey. We had to go the extra mile to learn Mozart. We had to go the extra mile to learn. Insert your normal composer, your stereotypical composer's name here.
Right.
So now the roles are reversed. It is time for you to get out of that comfort zone and learn really how to interpret this music and realize how you cannot boil this music down to its jazz, because so many people will do that. They'll say, oh, it got a groove this way. No, that is not how hip hop rolls. Now, is jazz another form of an African diasporatic, you know, genre? Yes. So is hip hop, so is R&B, so is funk, so is honestly bluegrass and country and all of these come from the African diaspora. Whether you want to admit it or not. But you have to learn how to interpret all these. And so that was our session. And it was at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, who wants to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning? Jail, not me. But we had to be there. And there was a time. And honestly, I thought nobody was going to show up. You know, it's one of those things when you present something, you're like, who wants to hear us talk? But, so, you know, it was a beautiful showing. And people really, really, you know, listened and they chimed in. And in fact, we're going to probably bring in my co-presenters as well, you know, to talk through some unanswered questions that came up, which there were some really good questions. One of the questions, or one of the people I talked to after, is actually a former guest of Road to Pitch, Catherine Bushman. She posed a wonderful question that I'm really excited to just kind of ask, you know, Kataj, Marie, Kevin, and Seth Davis, shout out Seth, and how we all feel about that. So, you know, keep tuned to that. And then after the next day, I presented more than lip service, kind of instilling an inclusive environment in your program with my fellow dogs, Go Dogs, Caroline Wright Pfister and Dr. Jack Eady. And that was a session that was all about, you know, creating an environment that will foster inclusivity, that will foster positive music making and just kind of community. That really is what that boils down to. And my section of that was how to actually start the welcome environment. And so I talked a little bit about, you know, what I have done in the past and I had a picture of, when I was at UGA with my good old floppy hat and my fan, and how that little something about being your authentic self will actually kind of fester in a positive way to your students and to the ensemble members for them to live in their authenticity. And so, like, now when I look at UGA, specifically in the Red Coats, I'm seeing, people with these wonderful fans that is going around. And mind you, I'm graduated, I'm gone. But that legacy there is still there, and that kind of version of being authentically who they are is also there. And so it was a beautiful conversation that was had, and it was well received as well. So I was just lucky to be a part of two wonderful sessions and really great topics, and topics that, need to be spoken about at these conferences, like the College Band Director National Association, which historically has been a very exclusive conference when it comes to membership, when it comes to topics that are spoken about. So it was really, really nice to be a part of the change. The needed change, and I love seeing that and being part of that. In fact, so many people was like, "Oh my gosh, you need to take this on the road," and it was so thanking us for having that conversation at a conference like this. So it was really, really nice. I was very proud of it.
It's just so lovely to see these kinds of conversations happening at this level and like within these rooms that, 5 years ago or so it would not have been. And I also may not have been the people who are giving those discussions in that room who were invited in to do it, right? So seeing you and seeing like friends of the pod who are up there and actually doing the work and then sharing about doing the work, I think is just so fresh and so different than what has been in the past. And it's needed right now. I think there's just so much heaviness going on. And I think just the inspiration, like going to conferences already, you leave and sometimes you're tired, but you also have this new energy and like, I'm ready to go out there. So I just hope that people who are in those rooms listening to y'all are like re-energized in a positive way to go out and like actually change up, shake up what they're doing if that's what they need to do, you know?
Agreed, agreed. Yeah, it was great. It was really, really nice. And heard some really great bands too while we're at it. It was a really, really great trip. I mean, relative pitch, we presented at the last CBDNA in 2023 at the University of Georgia. So we
No
know what
doubt.
no dogs. It we know what it's like to present there. And I remember our session, we were really breaking those kind of topics as well. And for us, this is what we do. These are the platform that we have built for ourselves. So anything when it comes to inclusivity and breaking those walls that have been placed on us, we're gonna have those conversations because it
Absolutely.
is needed. And sometimes you by just having a conversation will be the correct change needed. So it was great. It was great. Yeah. Michael.
Lots
Yeah.
of thoughts swirling up there.
Professor Brown.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We just Michael over here. They ain't no professor. That's during the hour, the business hours.
All right now. All right. But it's, I think with spring, because it is spring, welcome to spring, everybody. My
Spring.
allergies are messed up.
Yes.
Just pollen is crazy, even here in good old Texas. I don't know about Lauren. She's saying, yes, girl, you in Seattle.
You in Seattle.
Shut up. I was just in Arizona last week. All
That's
right.
still over there.
Right.
It was dry, that de the dryness and everything. It had me, the my morning hat snacks, my morning draining and everything.
What you want? You want it wet? You want it dry? I swear every time you just be hacking if it's wet or dry.
You know what, bitch?
Oh, damn. I'm just saying, my house be too cold, that be too dry. What you, girl? You sound like the girl with the porridges. Like,
But
this is
you
what too
see,
warm, this one too
hold
cold.
on, wait. You see how Michael's an instigator? Y'all just see it right here. You done made
Okay.
Lord come out of character. See?
First of all, what we're not gonna do here is paint things on Michael because that is not a good look for
I'm
him.
just over here sharing my perspective and my lived
And
experience.
I share my perspective of what of hearing you wake up in the morning.
Oh,
So,
too damn bad. Anyway.
boom. Oh,
But
Jesus.
no, spring has sprung, and so have we. You know, it's just, well, I don't know about Michael, but I have sprung. Anthony has sprung, but
A
you
delicate
see there,
job.
there it is, y'all. There it is. They just take every moment to jab for no reason.
You like it.
They don't even know what I've been going through. Anthony, that is not good bow technique, but okay.
First, you want me to do it on a bassoon?
Come on.
I know you got a bassoon now. I can't say nothing about your bassoon technique, but your bow technique.
Bassoon technique is the best, girl. It's so expressive. I'm
Right.
just
Come
saying.
on. Girl, that's, I know your eight nuts be moving and bouncing.
Moving. They need to put me on a contra. Girl, I'm going to pop, 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 pop. Girl, it's going to be tea.
I
I'm
love it. Oh, God, y'all. This is.
but. As we are doing, you have to remind yourself, you get, don't take things too seriously. Laugh, have fun, love,
Yes.
do it
Yeah.
all.
Do it all.
Oh God.
Take care of yourself.
Yes. Oh
Take care
yeah.
of yourself, just like that.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you can finish. I'm sorry.
I'm good. I'm done.
You can finish. I'm sorry.
Drink. Do
Literally.
your water. Drink your
I
water.
mean, you can drink a lot of things now. Y'all don't need water. Water lives in everything,
Drink
y'all.
water.
Water lives in everything, y'all. I'm just saying.
Drink your water.
It lives in everything, y'all. I'm just saying. Got a lot of bottles over there that have water in it.
Okay.
So, anyways, what I was gonna be saying, is what Anthony said earlier. Take your craft seriously, but stop taking yourself so seriously, y'all. You can just chill. It's a vibe. We're here for a vibe. We're here off the aesthetics alone.
It's a
Like, girl, we evil Knievel. We get paid for the attempt.
That's crazy.
Oh. Okay.
No, but I mean, I with us that because this episode will be dropped in April. New month, March heavy. What'd you say?
I hate that. I hate that we're already in April. This time is moving too
We
fast.
needed to
Like,
March.
girl, yesterday was December.
I mean, it felt like that, definitely. Definitely felt that way. But now we're in 3 months. Let's try something new this month.
Yeah. Try to, I don't know. I mean, everyone lives in such a different places. For us in Seattle, we're just seeing the sun. She's peeking out. Hey. So everyone's out and about. That's
Come
cute.
on.
I love that.
So, all right. Well, have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy others. Keep
Go
it.
sit on a patio this week. You
Yeah.
have a lot.
That's
You'll
it.
see a flower.
So, whatever you do to relax, go ahead and do it for yourself. But for that, we'll say goodbye.